sounds like. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown! Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown! This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown! This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown! This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown! This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown! This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown! And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown!
Welcome to The Breakdown, the second one of the year for me. How many have you done so far, Steve?
I've done none so far, Joel, but I'm here now.
This is your first.
First of the year.
That's the first. How was Rockaway Beach?
It was good.
Yeah?
Oh, it's lovely to have a festival under a roof.
Straight away, getting on the board straight in the year.
Getting some artists on the board.
How many have you done of those?
No. What, bands?
No, Rockaway Beach.
Oh, fourth in a row.
Fourth in a row.
Fourth in a row.
Got the fifth lined up?
Yeah.
John, you're
booked already.
John, you're going to be needed next year. We started with Paige Kennedy there, someone who I think we both will be seeing in Sheffield next month.
We will.
Playing at Hallam Show Hotel on
yes, it is, yeah.
11th yep. February. That was a single by Paige, Oh Honey, which came out yesterday. There is an album.
EP.
It's an EP.
It's an EP. It's on February the 6th. Style Over Substance is the name.
Okay. So, she's playing in the week after that.
Yeah.
We've got a really good show coming up today. New albums yesterday from Dry Cleaning, Six Going on Seven, Jenny on Holiday, Cribs had an album, Chew had an album, Salt, there's loads of stuff, but it's big weeks for bands staking their intentions for the year to come, I think.
Yes.
Last week we played had as a 4 o'clock classic, Father John Misty. Never been had before. He's come back with a single this week, which is excellent. Going to play another new song by Alice Costello. Girl Scout, Heavenly, got a single.
I've got all those as well.
Plenty of stuff. Oh, have we got enough music?
We've got enough, yes.
Okay. All right. So, Robin.
Mm.
Robin is back. She's put out a single towards the end of 2025 and was back with two this week. How many of those two can we legitimately play on the radio, Steve?
I think just the one.
Probably just the one, although the one that we don't play today is probably the better of the two and is well worth listening to. Is there an album coming?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you know details about that?
No.
No? Have you got Robin lined up there?
I have.
Have we checked it on here? We haven't, have we? Let's run it through here for this time.
Yes.
Let's run it through.
Let's
this
do
one.
That.
Okay, so Talk to Me by Robin, and then you're going to hear something from Wristwatch, last week's album of the week.
Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
We'll be right back.
told you that was short.
You did. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
That was Sweet Tooth, the Montana, USA band whose free album came out last week, was our album of the week. Sweet Tooth was the track you've just heard.
The band was Wristwatch.
Well, that's what
I think you said the band was Sweet Tooth.
Oh, the band was Wristwatch.
It was.
Did I say it was the band Sweet Tooth by the song Sweet
You didn't
Tooth?
Say the song was Wristwatch, no.
No, I didn't. I said it wasn't even that sort of
no
cohesion to it. I told you it was short. Talk to Me by Robin Before from the album Sexistential, which is due out. Did you have a date for that?
No, I didn't.
No. Do you want to set one? Because she listens.
Oh, so. Yeah. Robin, get it out on the 27th of March. I don't know if that's Friday, but...
27th of March. Or the nearest to that.
Yeah, please.
We are going to have at least one album of the week this week. We might have two. Jenny on Holiday, I think we should maybe get two from
maybe.
That. Dry Cleaning, though, definitely.
Yes.
Is it their third?
One, two, three. Yes, third.
Stumpwork 2022.
It was.
Yeah.
That awful artwork.
But it's artwork you remember, isn't it?
It definitely is. Secret Love.
Secret
is the name of the new
Love
one.
Is the name
out
of the
on 4AD, as their last two have been.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them at Rockaway Beach.
Yeah.
They were adequate.
And it's the same. Is it the same problem as kind of when they were at the
You need to hear the vocals, don't you? I think they're better on record than they are live.
Definitely.
But they're all competent musicians, don't get me wrong. But yeah, you need to hear the lyrics, which we'll do now. This is the single that came out this week from the album. It's Joy.
It's a horror land. Destruction. Don't give up on being sweet. Joy will build a cute harmless world. Don't run on from you. My cells and your cells need minerals. Try to make a map of the heart. Down your hollow tube. Out to find a small flat joy with.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I talk to Janet every Wednesday, spend fortunes on my headaches and self-help books. I think about you on my worst days, you call me on my birthdays, like we're all good. I'm rehearsing exactly what to say, it might be perfect. Good money, you're not losing sleep. buckled on the highway, nervous wreck in my way, it's nothing new. You fall asleep watching the TV, probably having good dreams like I can too. And I'm rehearsing exactly what to say, and it'd be perfect if it was to your.
First new artist of this afternoon's show, Joel. That is August Ponthier.
Great name.
Yes. She hails from Texas, and that album that that's from is called Everywhere Isn't Texas. It's out on the 13th of February. That was the latest single called I'm Crying, Aren't You?
Dry Cleaning Before with Joy, which is the single, the last single to be released earlier this week, the final song on the album. And you've just been very surprised to hear that Kate Le Bon produced that album.
I am.
She did. I mean, it's not a lie. Kate Le Bon had a single out as well, but we're not going to play that just yet. Well, it's not a single, actually, an extended version of her album from last year. The single's got St. Vincent on it, so maybe play it later on. What we are going to play now, though, is something new by Father John Misty. Had a 4 o'clock classic last week. Yeah. I'm not. Don't take that tone.
that was genuine joy.
I think fifth album Mahesh Mahana came out in 2024. Bless you. So thank you. This track is called The Old Law. I assume there's going to be a new album out later this year.
Gospel in the bath to mid its way.
Father John Misty there with the Old Law. Officially, Steve, as of 5 minutes ago, we've had an update to the spreadsheet by The Breakdown. Thank you very much for that, Isabella. And I can tell you with that, Father John Misty has had his 26th play on the show and goes above Andrew Bird and Lady Hawk.
I bet he's having a party right now.
Mm-hmm. He's got tour dates later this year, definitely playing at Primavera. Don't know if he's got any UK
dates. Going there?
I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was the Old Law.
I got to Butlins, you got to Barcelona.
Yes, that's the way we roll. We're going to do a double now. The second part of it is going to be something from Viagra Boys' extended version of their album Viagra Boys.
Mm.
But first,
well, we kicked off the show with an artist that's playing at the Hallamshire Hotel.
Mm.
Another artist playing the Hallamshire Hotel is the Howling Bells. Just Howling Bells.
Howling Bells.
In March, 28th of March, they're playing. And they're back with their first album in over 12 years next month. Out on the 13th of February, Strange Life is the title of the album. There's already been a single late last year. Did we play it? I think we did.
I guess we would have done.
We must have. Yeah. Anyway, we're playing this one. It's called Melbourne.
There's something in the water there. The scorching heat come January. Winter's hit, nobody cares. I'm going back to Melbourne. I miss the smell of eucalyptus trees. And everybody's in a van. Sound a bit like the Dirty Three.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Make that
That's going to give Dan something to complain about, isn't it? Therapy Part 2 by Viagra Boys from the Japanese Deluxe Extended Version of Viagra Boys, the album from last year. For extra tracks on that one, not one of them marked as explicit.
Apologies.
Who was it before? Howling Bells.
It was Howling Bells, yes, Howling with Bells. Melbourne from their new album.
All right. Treble 7.
Me.
You.
Me. What shall I start with? Clementine March, I think. Not the track that I originally brought, because I realised that was a previous single. But from Clementine March's third album, Powder Keg, a track called Symptomatique will kick this off. There'll be something from Lasse Lukoi, who was formerly in Slutface, Lasse Lukoi and the Roommates, and something featuring Nico Case. But first, Clementine March.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
Talk about you, baby. I don't know what I'm doing.
A treble seven featuring two tracks from albums out yesterday and two tracks from new artists, though not necessarily the same two tracks.
Mm-hmm. That's a puzzle for you.
There. That last one was a band formed in 1981, getting their first play on the breakdown, The Young Fresh Fellows, featuring Nico Case, that track. It's from an album called Loft, coming out on March the 27th. It was called Destination.
I'm going to guess that Nico Case wasn't in the original lineup.
She wasn't.
Okay.
Just featured on that one track, I believe. In the middle of that, Lasse Lukoi, who is formerly of Slutface, Lasse Lukoi and the Roommates, he now goes under the name of. Album came out yesterday. Don't know the name of it. I should know the name of it. Doesn't say. Oh, Tag Along is the name of the song anyway. Don't know what the album's called.
All right.
Doesn't matter, does it?
It's all right.
Does it matter, Joel?
No.
I should really find that out, shouldn't I?
This,
it's self-titled.
Yeah.
It's a self-titled album.
You pulled that out.
We kicked it off with Clementine March from the album Powder Keg, Symptomatique. Are you playing your longest song now?
Voyage on Misty would have been my longest song, so I messed that up.
Already done it.
So I'm going to play the longest song I have now that isn't one that you've also bought as well.
Right.
So very tenuous.
You've not checked, I've not brought that.
You haven't.
I haven't.
Mandy Indiana you have bought, though, so we'll play that.
No, I haven't.
Before. You have?
I haven't.
Oh, have you not?
Believe me, I haven't.
Oh, okay. No, The Fragiles is the work of Philadelphia musician David Settle, who has a number of guys.
I generally thought that said The Fraggles.
The Fraggles. Number of guys. See, this is what happens when Steve messes up his links. He tries to
mess
get
up yours
on mine.
I'll sit back and let you talk.
The Fragiles, Seattle-based, no, Philadelphia-based musician David Settle, who's been putting out music for a long, long time now. He's been a bit quiet while raising a youngster, but he's back and under the Fragiles guise, which includes backing from Remember Sports, Catherine Dwyer, and other members of other bands in other supporting positions. The album's called Sing the Heart of the Sun, Sing the Heat of the Sun, and this is a track called Hello, which was a single on New Year's Eve. really good. Hell Or by The Fragiles from an album which was out yesterday called Sing the Heat of the Sun. All right, we're going to do a double now, the second part of which is going to be Twilight Sad, who've announced this week their new album.
They have. It's The Long Goodbye.
Yeah. Is that an ominously titled album, or is it
a bit just sound ominous, doesn't it?
Well, no. It's an ominously titled album, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
Is it an ominously titled album with meaning for the longevity of the band, do you think?
I don't think so.
Good. But that's going to come after something from Heavenly, who have an album coming out next month.
They do?
Playing in Sheffield.
They are.
Is that next month as well? About February?
Could March. Be. I was looking at my list a minute ago. Yeah. In fact, it's in front of me now. No, it's March. March 21st.
March 21st. Excuse Me is the name of the single, which was out yesterday. I think it's the second one from this album, isn't it? After one, Portland Town.
Yeah, I don't know if Portland Town will be on the album. It should be, but it was,
we'll
yeah, it was
we'll do
a single
check.
From last June.
We'll though. Do a check.
Excuse me, I thought you were someone else. They've been on my mind. Could you have been less cool? Your glasses slipping down. Excuse me, I thought you were someone else. They've been on my mind. Never apart, we do all kinds of crazy stuff. Today's enough for you, it wasn't quite enough. Started to slip away, I didn't spot the signs.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I'm
It's the Long Goodbye is the name of the new album by Twilight Sad, out on Rock Action on 27th of March, and that was Designed to Lose.
I really enjoyed that. Short though, so it only gets 9 intervals out of 10
yeah,
for me.
Just 9.
Time for another new artist to the show, Winged Wheel, who I've just seen. This album they've put out, Desert So Green, is Stereo Gum's album of the week. Didn't know that. They are from Michigan, Detroit, well, the other way around, really. And there seems to be quite a few of them. I'm counting 6, if my eyesight is good enough there.
I'm counting 7 names.
Oh, wow. No, that's Winged Wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Corey 6. Plump.
Corey
Plump. Great name.
It is a great name.
And Lonnie Palmtree Slack. Nice. This album came out yesterday, and this track, I See Poses Every Day, this going straight onto my songs of the year. For the album, that Desert So Green is the name of the album. Winged Wheel, you just heard their penultimate song this week on In This Hour.
Well, there's not enough time now for this, is there? Should I go with a shorter track instead?
Go with a shorter track,
yeah. Friend of the show,
French
Andy Portis released,
yeah. French cricket, sorry,
what were you gonna say? Then?
I didn't know you were saying I don't French cricket, yes, but, yes
which
yes.
is the name right. she records under. Yes, put out a single called It's an Ode to. It's an ode to, bear with me a second. It's an ode to peri, no, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances.
Good.
Forever chemicals.
Tonight we fade at forever chemicals.
Tonight we've been